Hamid, thank you so much for speaking with us. Just want to get your sense of how things are going here.
Things are moving, not in the direction that will deliver an ambitious outcome, particularly in the case of the KP. We may end up with a weak decision that is going to be inconsequential, particularly in terms of emissions reductions, and it may just mean that you have KP on a life support system, largely for the carbon markets and not for emissions reductions.
And so do you see any value in this kind of European roadmap that's being put forward?
That will certainly delay any action and lock in the low ambition that is currently on the table. So where the EU is pushing for that, if you actually assess it against ambition, you realize that it won't necessarily deliver the urgent actions that are necessary at this time. And it may easily legitimize countries' championship from the KP in the hope that there will be a legally binding outcome sometimes in the future and puts them in a very comfortable space rather than holding them to what they've actually agreed to deliver.
If you've got the least developing countries, Africa Group, the Alliance of Small Island States all coming out behind this position, how is it that it's a bad position when you've got the most vulnerable countries supporting it?
I think we have to understand what the vulnerable countries parties are asking for. The vulnerable country parties are asking for a ratifiable second commitment period and a complementary legally binding outcome in the LCA. In the case of the EU particularly, and in this case particularly with the joint statement with the LDCs and AOCs, was only speaking to one part of it and did not actually address the substance on the other part. My reading of it is largely meant to actually create a wedge and put pressure on China and India particularly, and not necessarily to deliver on the outcome we desire with others.
And so you say you think things are heading in the wrong direction. Is there time to turn it around?
We have a very short time, and I think if we have an opportunity to put pressure, we need to do it now. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to deliver the outcome we desire.
All right, thanks for speaking to us.